Hello, everybody, and welcome to Simmer Metal. And today, I'm just going to say I'm sorry that I missed the last couple of episodes. No, last couple. I think I only missed one. But yeah. So anyway, cue the roll call.
Insert metal.
Raining from the capital, Silvercaster Overkill.
Ready to break.
Breaking through all the limits, Goldcaster Armor.
Captain of the Milky Seas, Babycaster Critter.
From Royal to Ranger, Orangecaster Noble.
Bringing Tokusatsu to the West,
Cast Ranger
Silver Metal.
Game on!
Alright, so, hello everyone. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
Not bad?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear, good to hear. So,
pretty good overall.
Yeah, we're doing... So, what we're talking about today, I usually, like last time I said there was no real topic involved, but there is a topic for this one, and it's the name that they're putting in for Ninja, and I can't remember the name. It's Steel something.
Ninja Steel.
Ninja Steel,
fucking
that's it.
Ninja Steel.
Fucking goddamn it. What the fuck is wrong with Toei. What the fuck's wrong with Saban? Like, come on. They could have named it anything. It could have called it, like, Power Ranger Ninja Force, and it would have been way better. Ninja Steel? They don't even have steel weapons. Come on.
Actually, fun fact, part of the synopsis is that all of their weapons are made out of quote-unquote ninja steel.
So, all of it, like...
The swords, the zords,
the frog gun,
the ninja stars, everything supposedly made out of ninja steel, and I use that with very large air quotes.
God, what the fuck? Okay, so we have...
It's also supposed to be like a game show.
What? Yep. I know why, because Ninja really doesn't have a overarching plot line.
Or an overarching villain that exists.
Yeah, so...
Or
I just,
overarching story at all.
Or I just said that. Thanks for repeating me there. Ass.
Yeah, like, literally, I think it was, like, just only the most recent episode did the big bad finally come out.
Yeah, pretty much, like... Well, okay, let's put Tokuger into thing. What was the overarching villain in Tokuger? And don't say the guy who takes the chicken nugget, because it wasn't him.
Obviously, the villain of Tokuger for the Tokugers, they're the ones who made it so fucking bad.
Well, they made it so bad they made it Tokuger too. So the name Ninja Steel, I don't. I get it, but it's also stupid. But then we have the choice of having Power Rangers, like, trains.
Power Rangers train force, and before we even had Dino Charge, we probably could have had Power Rangers spy force or spy squad.
Oh, for Go Busters?
Like, yeah.
But you know what to say about Go Busters? Fuck Go Busters.
Okay.
Go Busters was terrible. Come on.
I liked Go Busters.
It was still better than Tokuger.
Dude, yes. Taking a shit on a railroad would have been better than Tokuger.
I'd watch that.
Kinky. But, yeah, so it's, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me that they were going to name it that, but whatever, we're not going to protest it, so.
The big problem with that, though, is that because it's Ninja Steel, it now have two seasons that are PRNS, because Ninja Storm is also NS.
Oh, yeah.
You have two seasons with the same anagrams, or.
But speaking of two seasons, what's going to happen when they split Ninja into two seasons? Is it going to be like Ninja Super Steel or Super Ninja Steel?
Ninja Steel.
Most likely that one, yeah.
Like, I'm just going to say, that was the one that makes sense. or maybe Saban will take his fucking head out of his ass and actually just make individual seasons.
I think you can blame Nickelodeon for that more than anything.
Well, yeah, because of the 20 episode a year thing or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's their fault more than anybody.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Super Ninja Steel really sounds like what the, whatever it's called, the Chozetsu armor would be called.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that makes
Super
sense.
Ninja Steel.
God,
that just sounds like something you'd hear in Mega Force.
We also got a trailer for. Oh wait, you keep going. Go on. Go on.
I was gonna say is I wonder if they're gonna do the original cockpit footage thing again for Ninja Steel.
Well, they've been doing it for every other season. Why wouldn't they do it for this one?
They didn't do it for Megaforce or Super. Cockpits were the same damn thing.
Yeah, but Megaforce sucks, so we don't talk about that.
Oh yeah, and you can't really one up pirate ship wheels as a cockpit.
Power Rangers Pirates would have been a way better show, guys.
Yeah.
Just saying.
If it wasn't Zacker in charge, we probably would have had a good product.
Yeah, well, what are we going to do?
Watch.
So,
Grin and Barrett.
So we got a trailer for Dino Charge.
And I thought the Batman versus Superman trailer gave away spoilers. Good God.
I haven't seen it.
Don't.
Okay.
I'm just going to say a thing I thought of as a theory in RTR turned out to be true. And actually, no, two things I brought up are going to be true now that I think about it. And it's
yeah.
about the same character, so.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Four on the Noble Guessing Something Right list now.
So, yeah. Yeah, no, that's
four.
Not bad. But, like, it doesn't make any sense that they showed so many spoilers in the trailer. Apparently, I haven't watched it, so.
Yeah, literally the first 5 seconds, they just flat out tell you something, and it's a spoiler, so.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, if you don't want to know a spoiler, don't watch the fucking trailer.
Pretty much.
Because you're going to get fucked over if you do.
It would be like if for part of the Star Wars trailer they showed that one really important scene.
Or it's basically on par with what they did with the Terminator Genesis trailers. The big reveal.
Why would they do that, man? That was so dumb with this. Like, if they could have left that out and it would have made the trailer a million times better.
It would have been a lot more impactful in the movie if that had been left out.
Yeah, because I finally watched the movie because it came out on DVD and Blu-ray a little while ago. And I finally went and watched it. Like, I finally went out and I Redboxed it because we have a Redbox right next to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I go in and I'm like, oh, okay. I'm going to just check out this movie. I got about 30 minutes in and I went, I saw this in the trailer. Why is this supposed to be a big reveal? Like,
yeah, it would have been like if the trailers for like the original Star Wars was pew 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 Millennium Falcon Luke I am your father end trailer, like
spoilers for a 40-year-old movie.
People have been spoiling Mufasa's death from The Lion King for like years now.
Well, Dumbledore dies too, but you know y'all see me spoiling. Oh,
well, I mean, lots of people have died recently too, so
oh
yeah, it's depressing.
Turn to page 365.
Always.
Always. That, actually, I'm going to go off on a little bit of a tangent here about that. I'm sick of people posting that everywhere now. Like,
yep.
People have that as sprays in TF2. I'm just like, guys, I understand that you're mourning his death, but understand this. He would rather have been known with you with happy faces than sad faces. You know?
Yeah. And I think and I'm going to really date the age of TV shows I used to watch. I think the guy that played Gilligan in Gilligan's Island died recently, too.
Oh, damn.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's an old TV show as well.
I still watch that show once in a while whenever it's on tropes.ca.
They made a video game for that.
They made a video game for everything back then, man. Fuck,
yeah.
Man. They made, like, the Love Boat video game, and it was terrible.
Later turned into The Sims.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't want to get spoiled on basically most of Dino Supercharge, don't watch the trailer.
Is that what it is? Dino Supercharge? I thought it was Super Dino Charge.
No.
No, that's their, like, Ultra Megazord form.
Oh, damn.
It's like they're one-upping their giant battery on the chest mode.
Fuck that. Okay, that's
yeah,
another thing.
It basically just covers them in, like, what is it, leg armor and arm
basically
armor?
Them having armed on both sides.
and their legs
get a little more.
Which honestly, I don't mind. Yeah, I don't mind the fact that they get the extra armor plates. What bugs me is the fact that it removes all the signs of their teeth from the helmet. They just get blank visors.
Oh yeah, their visors are like blank, but they get like silver detailing now on the helmet.
But the problem is that they only use it in the Megazord cockpit. It's not like this armor does anything for them.
And
It's like the super. It's like the Super Samurai set.
What was the sword they used that was like just to pilot the Megazord and Samurai?
The Mega Saber, I think. Mega Blade.
We're getting something like that for Dino Charge too.
What, with guns?
Oh yeah.
No, it's a sword with like a T-Rex mouth above the handle where it has like a revolver insert 5 battery thing, and when you pull the trigger, it spins.
Can't wait to see that at anime conventions. Come see me at Anime North next year.
I might.
I have to go.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, when I first saw it, I was like, is that a revolver sword?
So basically, it's a gunblade.
No, it's worse.
The gunblade is the worst. I don't care what anybody says.
No. Like, imagine the Musso saber, but the gun is just the barrel of, like, a revolver. There's no bullet. There's, like, no chamber. There's just a barrel for, like, a revolver.
So the Final Fantasy VIII sword.
Kind of.
But it's not going with the sword. It's going against the sword.
Like, yeah, rotate ridiculous. The barrel 90 degrees.
Yeah. Oh. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoops, sorry, I didn't mean to shoot you, White Ranger. Oh, man.
They also did spoil a couple Megazord formations, kind of, in a way, for people that watched Kyoryuger.
Yeah, well, duh. If you watch Kyoryuger, then you're going to know that they're going to have...
Well, yeah, that's... Yeah, but it's like...
Hey, so I haven't watched any Dino Charge since I stopped Silver Metal last time. Did Kendra become the Purple Ranger yet?
Yep,
yeah, that was like the very last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have to watch it now.
Literally the last episode. You're the Purple Power People Eater. Yay! End of the season. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
When's the new season?
Month.
Soon. Yeah,
January 30th, so.
Alright, well, we'll actually start having topics then, so.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
When that happens, we need to start thinking of some topics. So how about we start thinking of some topics here that we haven't done yet, and then we can do them. So what do you guys think? Favorite Ultra Zord combination. I haven't done that one yet.
Like, you mean like, quote-unquote, Kachuk all the things Megazord?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't say them. Just...
Right. Just like, think of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
or are we considering it, like, final Zord?
It's basically the last Zord to beat the last guy, yeah.
Okay, so, I don't want to use this as an example, but I kind of want to. Like, as, like, a quote-unquote example to understand it, like, how in Wild Force, all the Zords were more or less just 5 Zords each, and then they got, like, the final Zord from the douchebag kid guy, and that was kind of like their ultimate Zord. I think it was like Gao God and Gao Ranger. Would that be considered like the Ultra Zord then for series? Is that...
Yeah, that would be okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I think by definition, Ultra Zord is just the most powerful one of the series.
Yeah, it's basically like... I don't want to say anymore because there's not that many to begin with.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to like... Just
but yeah, so that could be a topic. You know, that kind of stuff. Another topic would be favorite episode from a season, and then we all watch that episode.
That could be doable.
And we review that episode together.
As everyone picks Forever Red.
No, actually, Forever Red is not my favorite episode. In fact, it's not even from a Saban era. So there, take that. That's a hint for you. It's a Disney era episode.
Speaking of mentioning Wild Force, a lot of the guy that played the Red Ranger got arrested again.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, my fucking God. Did they actually charge him this time or what?
Yeah,
they charged him with
murder this time.
So he's actually, like, jailed?
Yep. $1 million bail.
Seeing how, what was it? What was he in? He was a samurai, right?
Yeah, he was
Decker. Seeing how samurai fucking sold, I don't think he has $1 million.
Well, he was in Wild Force, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that was back when Saban was basically giving actors shit pay still.
Yeah, yeah, he's living in an apartment. I don't think he was managing his money very well if he had to live with three other people.
He was living with another friend. It was just his girlfriend always kept staying over, and that's what caused the altercation where he went all...
He went all Deckard on him, yeah.
Conan
yeah.
the Barbarian, because that's what he used to stab the guy, a replica Conan sword.
Which is kind of funny, because he was his samurai, and he used a sword to stab someone.
I mean, it could have been worse. It could have been a replica of the Crystal Sabers from Wild Force.
Oh, God.
Or a replica of his red, bladed, serrated thing.
Uramasa?
Yeah.
Uramasa.
Whatever.
I mean, could you imagine that? It's just like a Power Ranger actor stabbed a guy with a Power Ranger weapon? Really? Yeah.
I don't believe you. Pixar, it didn't happen.
I don't know. I think that'd go better for him if had he done that, so he can just plead insanity and be like, I was in the show. That was totally what I was doing.
It was Jin Tracker.
You could no. Yeah, you claimed insanity. It was like, I had walking terrors and I just woke up to Kendricks.
Gendrix, not Kendricks.
Whatever.
Kendricks is a Power Ranger.
Well, you know what? He could have been dreaming about her too.
That'd be
odd. I bet he wants to penetrate that.
That was pretty good looking, no lie.
Yeah, come on.
Let's be honest here.
Now I kind of wish I had a certain shift car right now, because that would be hilarious.
What, but the I do pink, not. The purple Ranger shift car?
No. You know, the green shift car that he has that sounds like something else?
Oh
fucking Wrecker.
Yeah.
Fucking Wrecker!
I think he has that on a list.
He's got, like, two different shift cars that have the...
He made, like, the regular list, and then he did a list of, like, punny ones.
Who?
Chris.
Oh.
On his,
On the Kamen Rider SFX thing, yeah.
Yeah, and the super sound effects list of justice.
I'll take a look. Maybe I can insert randomly in the episode.
Yeah, you can probably put that in. It's not going on YouTube, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking dumb!
Is this going to sound annoying because you're just going to hear mouse clicks the entire time?
So, here's the really annoying thing that I have to talk about. Toei took down one of my videos today.
Really?
Because in the video, I was doing a live stream of the Power Rangers mobile game. I can't remember the name of it.
Dash or something?
Maybe, but it was one. I don't know because the name of it's gone. I'm looking at the email. It just says unnamed video has been taken down.
Do you remember what you did in said video?
Well, that's what I mean, is they took it down for sound copyright, and I think it was because I was playing with lock seeds.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Talk about,
Like, that is, like, they didn't even give me a chance to contest it. It just immediately went down, like... It was, your video has been taken down, no strike has been put on your account, but the video is gone.
I've had something like that happen before.
That's what I mean. If I got a strike, I would have been banned already, because I already have two strikes.
Yeah,
so.
I had something like that happen to me, but it was kind of my own fault. But I will not get into that, because it has nothing to do with Token.
Oh. You posted porn to your Facebook, didn't you?
No, it was about YouTube. Well, I might as well. I was playing the Arkham... Fuck, what was it? The second one.
Arkham City.
Yes. I was playing that, and I knew the cheat codes. You could pick the skins without having to beat the game and playing in, like, whatchamacallit mode.
Yeah.
So I did that, and I was playing as the Batman Beyond skin because I like Batman Beyond, so I figured I'd be a little cheeky bastard and put the Batman Beyond opening at the beginning of the episode.
You're a genius!
It was before I knew this shit, okay? So give me some credit here. I literally recorded the thing on a fucking digital camera.
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad quality. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm just saying. It's just really... That's just not that smart. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, I didn't... Well, it's not like I had the video monetized or anything. It was just...
No,
yeah.
But if it's up, it's...
Right, yeah.
No matter what. Like, yep. I... I've said this before to other content creators. It goes, I'm like, dude, it doesn't matter if you're making money on it or not. They don't care. The video is up. They're going to claim copyright on it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't put anything with copyright material. At least I try not to. I've seen a few things where I've had, like, match third party content for, like, old Worms Armageddon videos just because of the background music, but it's not, like, a copyright claim. I'm just like, yeah, okay, it's there. I'm not going to argue with it.
It's like with my videos, too, when I was doing the Battle Ride War and it had the battle music for Gaim. They claimed that the music was copyrighted, so what they did is they just took they just put ads on the video. That was it. So if you ever watch one of my Toku videos, any of my Battle Ride War videos, the ads are going to be in Japanese, and they will be Toei-related.
Which is funny because, like, all of Lane's YouTube channel is mostly just him playing Toku games.
Yeah, and every subscriber on his channel are bots.
Not all of them.
Well, okay, not all of them, but most of them.
Yeah.
That's why he has, like, 100,000 subscribers or whatever. It's because they're all bots.
Yeah, but it's like, I one day was bored and I was like, oh, I'll watch all of these videos because I have nothing else better to do. Of the different, like, Bat Ride War, whatever it was.
I still remember the time when Lane gave me access to his YouTube channel. Like, he gave me his password, so I changed his password on him. And I made him think that I deleted all his videos.
Oh, my gosh.
By setting them all to private?
Yeah.
Nice.
Best day ever. So, yeah, about Power Rangers. You know what I was watching the other day, Power Ranger related? I was watching, what was that fucking Power Ranger special that came out? It was really dark.
Power Slash Ranger.
Oh, yeah, that's
in the background.
Like the thing everyone likes.
Yeah, I love it. Except for every Power Ranger. All the Power Rangers hate it. The fans love it.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. I don't really care for it, but I'm not, you know.
All right,
I get what they're going for, but yeah, I'm not really big.
Yeah, the only thing that really bugged me was the Rita Repulsa at the very end looking way too much like Maleficent, and it's like, no, I'm good. I liked everything else, just no.
Well, the things I noticed in the background of the of them are, it shows when I can't remember the name of the guy who broke his leg.
Rocky.
Yeah, it actually shows Rocky's morphing sequence in the background of one of the scenes.
Nice. Hmm.
Yeah, like in a pixelated version on a monitor.
Right.
And I was just like, but that's not actually Rocky, though, in Power Slash Ranger. Is it? I don't remember now.
No, it's not the actual actor. It's a different guy.
No, it's a different guy, yeah.
James Vanderbeek plays Rocky in that.
But they show Rocky, like, actual, like, the old footage.
Well, yeah. Just like in Mystic Force, they couldn't use the original MMPR morph, so they had to make a new one for, what was his name in the show? Adam.
Yeah,
Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. And Once a Ranger?
Or, yeah, Overdrive.
You know what I gotta say about that? Better.
Yeah?
Yeah. Operation Overdrive, in my opinion, is actually a good show. People give it a bad rap, but it's actually a good show.
It's okay.
I don't remember if I ever watched it all the way through. I think I got lost at one point, and then like I just ended up watching the final episode.
I literally just watched the crossover episode because I was on a kick where I was just watching the crossover episodes.
Because like, yeah, I remember the
crossover sucked.
Well, yeah, it was pretty bad. Yeah.
It was bad, but you got to see a lot of the old Rangers you used to like and all that jazz.
Yeah, that part was okay. The fact of that, the actual Overdrive team in that was just absolute shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I will say there's a point in one of the episodes where Dino Thunder Yellow is talking to MMPR Black and he goes, "He's a teacher now? Really?" Like, nice.
Making fun of Tommy.
Because didn't he leave to become like a race car driver or some type of bullshit?
Yeah. The thing is, the whole Tommy lore is bullshit anyway. Like,
yeah.
He did, basically, he did everything. He went around the world, he did everything, and then decided, you know what, I want to teach some fucking raggedy-ass fucking students. You know?
Yeah,
he could have been anything. He could have been a karate instructor, for fuck's sake. In Angel Grove.
Yeah, that would have made more sense.
Yeah. He could have done anything else, but no, he had to be like this fucking, like... excuse me.
paleontologist.
Paleontologist. You know what? It makes sense that he was a paleontologist because Mighty Morphin Power Rangers were all dinosaurs.
Until they got the Ninja Zords and all that jazz.
No, but like, I bet he just wanted to go and try and see if he could find the original Mighty Morphin Zords.
He's like, where's my Dragon Zord? I miss it.
Where's my Godzilla knockoff?
Actually, is a good question. Where is the Dragon Zord?
Oh, he got destroyed.
Along with all the other Megazords.
Yeah, they're all gone.
No, didn't the Dragon Zord, it was not one of the only ones that got, that was safe because it just went underwater and stayed there forever?
Yeah, that's what, I don't remember being destroyed. I remember just
I remember seeing it falling over with explosions all around it. I'm seeing it in my head.
I don't know, I'm gonna look it up, I'm curious now.
Because yeah. I know the Thunder Zords were all destroyed, and the Thunder Zords were basically the old Zords reconfigured, except for the Tiger Zord, because
it was yeah, the brand new thing. Yeah, I remember the Tiger Zord falling apart, yeah.
I don't remember the Dragon Zord ever falling apart, because like, he lost all of the Green Ranger power, right. So...
He lost the green power, so technically speaking, the Dragon Zord is just in the ocean, deactivated in a perpetual...
state of waiting to wake up again or something.
Perpetual waiting for the...
Pretty much, yeah.
Actually, yeah, it was never destroyed, because it came back when they had their Thunder Zords... When they did the Return of the Green Ranger shit there, where he had a clone.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And his clone used the Dragon Zord, and he just sends it back in the water after, and they forget about it.
Huh.
Yeah, because didn't they
so it could come back at any moment.
Yep. If someone could recreate the Dragon Dagger, yeah, they could summon it again.
No, like in the next season, they, like... find a battery and it's green and it just says Dino. Oh, what was the name of the Zord again?
Dragon Zord.
No, Dragon Zord. So it just says Dragon Zord. They click it and it's just like it goes click. Oh, what? Oh God, Godzilla!
That would be hilarious.
Crossover confirmed.
Yeah, there's something to think about. Are they actually going to do that?
No, because it's not an anniversary.
It's not an anniversary, but one of the villains from said crossover happened to be in next season because he was teased at the very end of the very last episode of this season.
Yep, so...
Oh, yeah.
And technically speaking, they could use the footage from that because even though it's from the GoBusters... Considering it's... Even though it's from the GoBuster Kyoryuger crossover, the GoBusters weren't in that fight. So they could actually have... that crossover happened.
I think that's how they're going to make good on their promise of using GoBuster footage. Oh, technically God. From a GoBuster property.
Well, they do own the rights to it, so they can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah.
The speaking of GoBuster, did you guys see, I don't know, this was a while ago, but did you guys see the Shingen Shinobi full picture when they took the Megaforce full-size figure and he put the GoBuster Morpher on his wrist?
You mean the Dino Charge?
Oh, yeah, from Aaron Zephyr, yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that.
It was Aaron Zephyr, that's what it was.
Yeah, and everyone was flipping their shit, and I was like, that's a pretty cool watch.
Yeah.
Because I did not know anything of GoBuster at the time. I was like, that's a weird-looking watch for Kyoryu Red to have.
It tells the time and gives you awesome sunglasses.
I think that Morpher actually belonged to Easy Rider, and the two of them set up that little... thing.
He got in a lot of trouble for putting that online, by the way.
Who's there?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can imagine.
He like... because Saban got like a million emails about that. Yeah, basically. And he was just like, fuck you, I'll do what I want, bitch.
Like, I'm gonna click. Wonders why everyone hates his seasons.
Yep.
Wait, whose seasons? Sabans?
Bonds.
Oh, yes.
The newer Sabans, I should say.
I'm going to say yes to that, because it's true.
Yeah.
Nobody likes stuff.
No, I mostly just hate the Zacker seasons.
But I do like Dino Charge, though. Like, Dino Charge is actually good. Like, the guy who's writing Dino Charge is doing a really good job at it.
Yeah, Judd Lynn.
Ship's really good.
You say that name and I just don't understand who that is. Still...
He was the guy who was mostly behind Power Rangers in Space. He also was behind RPM, and I don't remember what other seasons he worked on, but
that's funny that Disney let their writer do that then.
Wait, who's this?
Judd Lynn, aka Chip, the guy in charge of Dino
Oh,
Charge.
you mean the guy that wanted us to adapt Go Busters?
Yeah, the guy who wants to do Go Busters, but Saban's not letting him.
Because toys.
Because Pretty no one much, gives a shit about Go Buster and this fucking shitty ass fucking camera gun.
Most of the American fan base, or a lot of it, wants Go Busters to be done. Especially with
I just
want it
so I don't
charge.
Have to spend like $30 for a Go Buster red figure because I like the Go Buster suits.
Eh, $30. It's not that bad. I've seen worse.
Oh, true. Compared to the Kuriuger figure arts besides red, yeah, that's a pretty decent price.
Oh, yeah.
I still want to get Lane Kiryu pink, but he doesn't because he doesn't have it yet. But it's expensive.
Yeah, it's like $200.
Yeah,
but it comes packaged with black too, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, but nobody gives a shit about black.
I do. It's my favorite one.
True.
Green is the best one.
Kiryu orange
is
the
not
best.
Red.
He never.
Do you guys? Do you guys? I don't know if you guys know this, but do you remember what my original caster color was?
You were green before Paul took over.
Yeah, before Paul stole it from me. That's funny.
It's okay. Someone will steal it from Paul, and it'll be a vicious cycle.
Well, when was the last time Paul was in a podcast anyway?
I was about to say, it's like, Paul hasn't been on in a while anyway, so.
At least 5 episodes.
And I am forever orange. Except for that one day David said I was golden, and I freaked out.
Shut up, I was drunk!
You mean like the last episode of RTR?
I still haven't listened to that yet, because I'm afraid of what I sound like.
I still love the fact that the next morning you didn't remember anything that we talked about. You were
no, I was like, apparently I was in RTR. The only reason I knew was because I had notifications on Skype.
And then you were just looking through the chat again, and it's like you were rediscovering everything all over again.
I was like, what the fuck is this link?
To, it's like to go onto Facebook after you were drunk.
No, it's like checking your phone after you're drunk.
No.
And noticing you text messaged your ex.
Or going to work after you're drunk and realizing that you gave the finger to your boss.
Considering my boss was my brother, that wouldn't have happened.
Well,
I would have been like, fuck you, Pierre! And he'd be like, get on the forklift! Okay! Man, so, yeah, so, wait. What episode of Dino Charge did they end on? Like, what number was it?
It would have been episode 20.
Well, was it? Yeah, it just ended on 20?
Yeah. I mean, if you want to be technical and count the two holiday specials,
well,
it would have been 22.
You kind of have to count the two holiday episodes, because that's technically part of the episode counting number.
Yeah,
that's it.
Technically,
yeah.
When we had Kamen Rider the Guy on RTR, we kind of screwed him over number-wise.
Yeah, we forgot to warn him about that. Oops.
I totally forgot about it, because I don't keep track.
So he watched the wrong episode then?
Yeah.
The episode before the one that we were watching. But
you know what? That would have just been hilarious. What the fuck are you guys talking about?
We mostly took point and he made little comments.
Here and there.
Comment writer?
Uh-huh.
You did that last week.
Okay.
I think you actually did do that last week.
Yes, yes he did.
I think it was on RTR.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't have remembered.
Trust me, some of us don't want to.
You love me.
That was a very interesting episode, to say the least. Yeah,
I just won't buy those shots anymore. It was $200. They were worth it though, but they were good. So yeah, I think that's it. Unless you guys have anything else to add.
No, nope. I don't think so.
So thank you guys for watching. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't watch. Maybe you listened. And I'll see. You
I
guys.
Mostly listen.
And I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.